Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I want to see Georgia Tech handle their business. And we're going to talk more about this later in the show as we get into some college football. But we had a great conversation this morning on our behind-the-scenes pod that we do. And it's really just a quick hitter where you guys can tune in and check us out and see what's going on and what we're talking about. But big spot for Brent Key. And, you know, losing the game they lost on the road, that's one thing, Mike. But being at home and having a chance to play in the ACC championship game, That's a big spot. That this is the kind of pressure that Brent Key and I know his program has wanted. The game is going to be at night now. I think it's going to be bananas, to be honest with you, for Georgia Tech fans. And look, I'm not doubting Pitt, Mike. You've been saying it all week. They show up. They give you a good game. But, like, that is one thing with Georgia playing Charlotte this week. That's the game I'm focused on to see if Georgia Tech can take this next step.
Yeah, we talked about, if you watch the Notre Dame game, they have athletes. They're always tough in the trenches. That's one of the calling cards. Kind of like a Boston College, or maybe not this year, but they're good in the trenches. And they have the ability to score some points. If you look at some of the games, man, they put 48 up on BC. They scored 53 against NC State. So that's why a lot of folks in Vegas, we'll talk about the picks coming up. I do like the over in this game with Pitt and Georgia Tech, because the reality is Georgia Tech's defense is just not that great. I mean, it's a throwback to the old George O'Leary teams. Remember Ted Roof, the old DC? It was always like, remember Day-Day? That Joe Hamilton would be running around, going like for 40 yards or 50 yards, you hit this boom, boom, boom. And they always give up, like, remember they went down, one time there was a shootout at Florida State. I want to say it was like a 48-45. That's where this game kind of has a feel for that.
I agree.
I hope their defense steps up, but it doesn't look like it's gonna.
Well, high scoring is one thing. Winning the game is another, right? If you give up some points, so be it, but you got to find a way to get this one done. So we're going to get deeper into that as well as we move along. And also coming up in less than 7 minutes from now, you'll hear our conversation with Jalen Walker. Just impressive, man. And he's off to a really good start. Mike, I didn't know if he would be. I had my doubts because of the lack of practice. And Coach kept telling us this. This was just a sidebar. Forget about the season and all this other stuff. Rock kept telling us, like, when they'd hold him out of practice, they literally would physically have to hold him out because he's like, I want to go. I want to play. I want the reps. And they were like, no, get healthy, get healthy. He has wanted to be involved way more than they've allowed him. But, Mike, they did the right thing. They worked him back slowly. And luckily, knock wood, this thing hasn't ruined his season. Because at the beginning of the year, I was like, he's going to be in and out of these games, man. He's not going to be healthy the entire season. But, boy, he's making an impact so far.
Right. I mean, like, we've talked about, the man, the moment. So just, and now it matters, right?
It does.
It's go time.
It does. 404-726-0929. More with Jalen Walker on the way. Day-Day behind the glass. He is our executive producer and Big O as well. Big O, man, you were taking the kids today. It was Thanksgiving at class. What's going on, man? Just real quick, because we were all talking about this. It's that time of year where all the kids, they invite the parents to come. Next week, most schools are going to be out. A lot of people already, Mike, jumping on the roads and getting on the roads early, if certainly not this weekend, early next week. But O had that opportunity to take his kid to class and, do the whole Thanksgiving Day thing. And I was like, hey, how was it? And he was like, oh, well, it was all right.
We just did arts and crafts.
Did he make, like, the turkey with his hand, like the trace the hand and make the turkey?
Oh, that's fun. They did ham, but I think they already posted one, and it was of his foot. Okay. Like my kid, like, I mean, I'm going to be in trouble in like 5-6 years.
What are you talking about? Why?
Shoes.
He's huge. His foot is huge.
He's in like the 105th height percentile between these two.
Yeah, the first one is tall. The second one, we had a 6-month appointment like last week, and he is at 6 months the height of like an 18-month-old.
Wow.
We were telling this story off the other day. I'll make it brief. Years ago, when I used to work with Dennis Scott, would fill in for Pollock in the old days.
Yeah.
And 3D and I used to work at Fox in the day. So one time Dennis brings his kid into the office, and his kid is like walking down the hallway, and he's kind of like falling into the wall and then falling down. I'm like, oh man. And I'm like, Diego, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't realize, you know, your kid had, you know, some issues. What are you talking about? He's 9 months old.
Oh my goodness. He
looked like he was like 5 or 6. Dennis's kid. Day-Day, you say, is he still in high school or is he in college now? He's in college now. But yeah, man, 3D is like, what are you, like, Mike, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, he's learning how to walk, dude. The kid was huge.
Yeah.
We put a shirt on him this morning. It was an old shirt of mine. And my mom was like, after he eats today, that shirt's going to be too small for him.
Oh, yeah. That's how fast he's growing.
That's how fast he's growing
right now. Yeah. Mm. Well, he's going to be that 5-year-old where you'd be like in the room and then you hear, Dad. And you're going to be like, is that my son?
Can I borrow your razor?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Wait, what?
Dad, come in here. His voice will change.
Who's calling who here?
He's going to be that 5-year-old. Boy, you better take that tone out of your voice. What tone?
Just my natural voice. Oh, well.
All right, man.
Just your voice is deeper than mine.
By the way, did you always sound like this when you were a kid?
No, I didn't. Speaking of take that bass out your voice, right around puberty is when it changed, because I used to have a nice small voice, and then it changed, and my mom really went off on me one day because I was like, Mom, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
Oh. And she was like, excuse me? And I didn't realize, like, my voice had changed. And I think that's when, like, my brothers and sisters were like, we ain't got nothing to do with it. But, Mike, I didn't always sound this way. And then I think as I got into the profession, obviously, you know, Michael, you will laugh about this. But you do things to practice because there are guys that they tell you when you know, back in the day, this is who you want to sound like. So you would try to sound like somebody. And the reality is you don't sound like any of those guys. You are who you are. And that's the beauty of it. Like, once you realize, like, I don't need to sound like this. I can talk regular. But no, my voice wasn't always this way. Was yours?
No. They had tape. In the old days, my dad was into tape and stuff, you know, film. He always had the home movies, and he had audio cassettes. And they got tapes of me. And I literally, Day-Day, sound like Joe Pesci. I'm like, I really think the Mets are going to do something this year, Dad. And my grandma's like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, I want Evel Knievel. I want G.I. Joe with the kung fu grip. I sounded like a little Joe Pesci. And the same thing. Once puberty hit, it finally got going.
Happened.
But I was at FSU, and I had an old professor that literally told me, he goes, where else but Florida State would you get this career advice? Like, yeah, Mike, you probably want to start drinking more whiskey and smoking cigarettes. Get that voice down a few octaves.
Get it going.
Thanks, Professor Ackerman. But anyway, true story. Yeah. Back in the day.
Well, at least you don't sound like our buddy Scotty Farrell. It's not as bad as Scotty.
Oh, man. Remember the year that Scotty did play-by-play for the Thrashers, the one year? Oh, they're going after it. Oh, beer, shot, beer. Oh. Literally, Farrell did 1 year of the Thrashers, and then the Thrashers, okay, we're done with that.
People would always ask me, what's wrong with him? Scotty? Nothing. Hey, man, 404-726-0929. Jalen Walker's on the way. Big O, man, we got to get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Hawks lose 135-126 to the Spurs for back-to-back losses for the first time since late October. But Nikhil Alexander, guys, he's a player. Last night, career high 38 points, 5 assists. He made 8 three-pointers. This was one of them.
Now the pass out to Nikhil. Nikhil fakes. Steps back for a 3, and he's got another one. Boy, Nikhil Alexander Walker, he's got 35 points on the night, and he's 7 of 9 on threes. He's done everything he can do. Hawks, though, are down by 11.
Yep. Jalen, too, Mike, 26 points, 12 rebounds, but the Spurs scored 60 points, man, in the paint. That was the difference.
Yep. Cue up Coach Nate, please. We didn't play defense last night. We let them get into 135.
We didn't play defense.
Thanks, Coach. Without Wemby, and I was under the impression they were going to get it cooking, their Frenchman was better than our Frenchman. It was Julien Champagne, who went for 20 last night, and Reece Sachet went for 2. So that's not great. Porzingis went for 16. Dyson Daniels did his usual thing. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's almost like when Trey's not in there, you almost need Dyson to score a little bit more than he probably can.
Right.
So Okongwu was okay. Veet Krejci couldn't get anything really quick. He didn't really play that much. I mean, I actually, 30, check that, 30 minutes, only 5 points. He was kind of like the microwave for us earlier on the road trip before they had this kind of just bleh. Well, I don't know what that was. Really felt, I almost thought about betting it last night without Wemby. Thank goodness I did not.
No, man. Spurs.
I thought we were a little soft on the ball.
I agree. I agree. Spurs are going to be good with or without Wemby, but with Wemby, they're a different team. Meanwhile, Mike, in story number two, Josh Allen and the Bills get beat by the Texans. But this was a six-point game, by the way. They were favored by six on the road, and everybody felt like Josh, having those six touchdowns, he accounted for six last week, he would continue to build on that. Instead, he got sacked the most of his career.
Yeah, it's not fun. I ran into a couple myself. I got to be better with throwing the ball away and living to see another down and letting us play some situational football and pinning them deep. And too many times I was going backwards, and I got to be better on that.
12 hits on Josh Allen. You believe in the Bills. We beat them. I mean, it feels like forever ago. But when you see these kind of defensive games, you go, oh, do you believe in the Bills? But understand, the Texans are one of the best defensive teams in the league. I mentioned it at the end of the show yesterday.
And you were trying to goad me into taking Buffalo.
I was glad
I didn't do that.
I was like, take this team, because the Texans play really good defense. That's why they've been able to withstand without C.J. Stroud. You buy them, though? Everybody keeps talking about Super Bowl. I'm not sure, Mike.
I mean, last night I saw it this morning on ESPN, of course, you know, the classic ESPN prisoner of the moment interview. Now do you like the Texans to win it all?
Oh, okay. Come on.
But no, but that's why I don't think Joe Brady is such a hot prospect as a head coach. I don't think he maximizes Cook's talent. Now, Josh made some bad throws, some mistakes, but that was, you know, vis-a-vis the pressure that D'Amico Ryans and that defense were dialing up. And we talked about him yesterday. Davis Mills, I think I said Pace Academy yesterday. It was Greater Atlanta Christian. I had the wrong school. But Davis Mills, who went to Stanford, I always thought was kind of an intriguing, maybe a guy to develop under Matt Ryan. He's had like, now that was his 29th start in the NFL last night. But man, if they can ever get the quarterback of that offense on track consistently in Houston, yeah. But Buffalo, it's still, for me, it's going to run through Kansas City.
It is.
You know, and even though they're able to get them now, I just, what's up with Buffalo? They're leaking a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, look, Denver is looking like they may get home field advantage. I mean, we're talking again about the AFC. Obviously, you got to talk about, you know, the Colts and what they've done. But, yeah, man, I agree with you. I just, the Bills, if you catch them on the right day, it feels like they aren't as dominant as we thought they might be. It's Dukes and Bell Daily Download brought to you by Akins Ford, guys, where the end-of-the-year deals start now. I mentioned Atlanta United's 2026 schedule release. Season's going to begin February 21st at Cincinnati. Home opener March 7th against Real Salt Lake. And remember, Tata's in charge, Mike. I am curious to see what this offseason brings and the differences in which what Tata sees and how he views this team. Worst season we've had with Atlanta United.
I mean, nothing works. It's the island of misfit toys. For those who don't follow United, the best way to describe it, the pieces don't fit. You know, everybody wanted to see Miguel Almiron come back. Everyone had a soft spot for Miggy. I felt he was underutilized in Newcastle. And you realize he's just not that good anymore. And he just doesn't play in the system. Maybe Tata can get something out of it. But, I mean, look, Carl, I don't care. Get us back to that 17-18 thing where we're scoring five or six goals and maybe giving up three. Give me some action. And then we hunkered down in the playoffs and we played some D. Maybe, I don't know. Can you go home again? Tata 2.0 going to work?
I don't know. I don't like these moves. Not that I don't like Tata. I don't think he's great. I just feel like you're trying to rekindle something that was so special.
If it doesn't happen,
then you go, well, I don't understand why we hired him. It is always hard to do what you've done in a city before, Mike. That's why once you've won it and you left, done.
I mean, it was a time and a place with Miggy and Joseph and all those great attacking people. We've got some really good attacking pieces who have good resumes. They just don't play well together. That's going to be Tata's goal, man, because we're going through coaches like socks now with this team.
It feels that way. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Last but not least, Lakers cleaning house. I didn't mention this when we were talking NBA, but they have fired Mike, Joey, and Jesse Buss.
Who apparently recruited Austin. I mean, they discovered Austin Reeves, or at least they get credit for it.
They both had front office positions. Now, remember, the Lakers have been sold. Jeannie Buss is still involved, and she's going to be, I think, for the next 3 or 4 years. I'm not sure how long that term is. But these guys were relieved of their duties in the scouting department, and that's what you're talking about, where they've been, you know, fortunate enough to find a few pieces. This has been a family affair, but when Dr. Buss passed away, we knew that things would change, and a team spokesman confirmed that the Buss brothers firing, but didn't offer any other comments.
It is interesting. If you read the book, now the TV show and the series were a little bit different with Winning Time, the Lakers dynasty, but in the Jeff Pearlman book.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Book. The brothers were basically nitwits, and that Genie was the only one who had a clue. They were like just Jerry Buss's party boy kids that were just kind of like, you know, very immature. And again, they do get credit for being around the Lakers for years. They get credit for bringing some pieces in, but Genie's always been the brains of that operation. It's like the rest of the family seems like Fredo from The Godfather.
Well, and that's why new ownership kept her on. I mean, honestly, right. It's, you know, I think it's a smart play, but anyways, that was kind of surprising news yesterday in the NBA. All right, coming up, we had a great conversation with Jalen Walker. We ask him about Kirby Smart. We also ask him about how this injury thing has affected his season thus far. He's got 4 sacks on the season, guys.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.